Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.
Leaf meeting.
No, it is not time to leave. Hey, Catherine, how are you doing? It's so good to see you.
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I am so excited. So like I was telling you before, you know, I do a podcast, but that is where we can hear, you know, you can listen over your computer, your laptop, or your phone, but we don't get that visual of who we're speaking to. So I am excited that you are my first visual guest on the YouTube platform. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the experience. I'm very happy today because this month it marked a year when I launched my cosmetic line, Caxi Beauty.
Congratulations! It's been a whole year.
Yes, I am already.
I know you are so excited.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah. So we're celebrating Catherine. It's all about you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Catherine. I know who you are. But if you don't mind, can you tell everybody just a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My name is Catherine Sylvia. I'm the CEO, the founder of Caxil Beauty. Caxil Beauty is a vegan and cruelty-free cosmetic line.
Very nice. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Something else that I think is pretty cool, you are based out of California. I love California.
California. Yeah, I'm in Southern California.
Very nice.
Close to Los Angeles. Very close to Los Angeles. So you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
I
fell in
love when I came out there.
I know.
I can't wait to come back.
Yes, we have to do our things, remember?
Yes. We have plans.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know you have your beauty line. Are you partnered with any other companies or is this your company?
Yes, that's correct. This is my company, my business, everything. Yes, I don't have any affiliation with another makeup line whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's been a whole year, like I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And we got all the permit of the legal things last year, March, boom. And we launched everything right away with our website.
Yes. That's really good that you didn't allow the pandemic to keep you stuck. You found something to get into and you fell in love with it.
I love makeup. You know why? Because to me, beauty and health complement each other or goes hand in hand. So beauty and health, vegan. I'm vegan, you know that.
Yes.
And I said, okay, something that is less harmful. Mm-hmm. And so far I have good report and good review because I have customers, clients, they have sensitive skin or medical condition like cancer. Mm-hmm. And they have to stop mm-hmm. of wearing makeup and things like that. But I have one particular person that she has cancer and she has to stop using everything. Mm. And I'm telling you, I was like, okay, I need you to try this. Before I launched, I was testing with everybody, a few of my friends, a close friend, that I kind of thanked them enough. The big support they've been, because from the beginning they trust me. I said, okay, you have this, okay, they trust my project, and they was wearing and using my stuff and giving me feedback and etc. You know, with the formula, wow, was amazing. And that particular person with cancer and with chemotherapy, radiation, I asked, I need you to try some of these things because I want to know how good they are. Yeah. If they're gonna be so harmful, or I mean, worse or what? And thankfully, nothing happened to her. And she said, I want to stop wearing that. So since that's been last year, and she has still used my product every single day.
Oh, that's
amazing. That is just one testimony.
That's really good, because when someone is chronically ill,
yes,
they still want to find a way to feel beautiful. And when you are, your bones are hurting and your hair is falling out, it's really hard to find that place to where you can still see who you are. So for you to have a makeup line that allows people to use your products and find that beauty within themselves, that's pretty amazing.
And that's one of my focus, that you have to enhance your inner beauty.
Yeah.
Let your inner beauty shine.
Yeah.
And it's like you say, that person, you know, with lost their head and etc. But she still wants to look good, because as women, that's what we want. That only thing we like, feel good and looks good.
That's so true. And you look beautiful. You look absolutely adorable. I love it.
My little sister,
I love it.
I'm trying to be like you.
I love it. So do you have formal training? Because when someone looks at you, you look like you were prepared for the runway. So do you have formal training, or how did you get into this?
Well, can I say I have the natural talent?
Oh, yes.
It doesn't sound modest at all, but no, I was self-taught. I will say that since I was very little, I always was playing around with my mother makeup stuff, and I was always wearing makeup, too much stuff, and people like, oh, she's a hand, she's so extra. And I thought, well, I like it.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So it's something that I enjoy.
Good.
I enjoy. I'm not a professional makeup artist, but I know about something that can be harmful, chemical stuff and etc. because of my background, as I mentioned, with some health issues, talking about myself. And because of that, I said, no more chemical, no more that. Let me do this, let me do that. And that was like a learning process. Until I say, you know what? I need something that I can use every single day.
Wow.
That it doesn't make me sick, worse. Or people that I know that they have sensitive skin, etc. And they can wear something and they don't gonna get sick afterwards because it's not worthy. And that's how I found the inspiration.
I love
to speak. Yeah.
Yes, I really love that that it came natural for you. And so did your mom wear makeup all the time? I know my mom. So my aunt was over the makeup and fashion.
Yes.
And so my mom would get all this. I think I told you that my mom would get all this free makeup.
And
so
I know.
Playing her makeup. Was your mom like that too?
Believe it or no, my mother, she's very reserved with makeup. She's the one say, Catherine, you don't need makeup. You young. I'm like, Mom, yes, okay, next. But she wear my cosmetic line. She wear everything a day, the mascara, because she had small lashes.
Yeah.
And she wore my mascara, lip gloss, lipstick, lip liner. She's more basic. So she, like, just something like that, lipstick, mascara, a little blush, she's ready to go.
Oh, I forget about blush. So listen, you know me, and this face always looks like this.
So you're fine.
You are so sweet, but it's also very difficult to find makeup that matches my skin tone. Your makeup line, I see all different shades. How did you do that? How did you match everybody?
You know what? That was one of my goals. I want to have something that is meant for melanin skin. Because I said, if that color is good for me, it's good for a lighter skin tone. But if something is good for lighter skin, it doesn't look good on me. So that shade, the cosmetic line with the color, lipstick, lip liner, lip gloss, foundation, setting a loose powder, the blushes, the highlighter, everything is targeting melanin tone.
Oh, yes. I love it. Because in the summertime, I will get a nice little tan. So
I love it.
But then in the wintertime, it's like, okay, I need some help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know that I have different shade that it can be good during the entire year.
Oh,
during the entire year, you can wear it from December to December, no problem.
I love it.
Yes,
absolutely. That's what we need, because we spend so much money on makeup that doesn't work, and then trying to find that perfect tone, and it still doesn't match. So I love that yours does.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you tell us? Okay, so we know you have the foundation. What other products do you have with your line?
I have the foundation. That's the foundation of the makeup.
Yes.
Yeah, liquid matte foundation. I have the loose powder. I have the blush. Mm-hmm. Everything for the face. Blush. Highlighter, blush like that. You see this color is beautiful. That's the one I'm wearing right now. I don't know if you see that.
I love that.
You see?
But I love it because it will go, and my eyes are just watering. I think maybe allergies. So.
Oh, don't get emotional.
I mean, you got all emotional over here. But that color will go with every shade, all of it.
Yes.
I love that.
I have 5 different tones of blush.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that is so, I love glow. You see?
Me too. I love the glow too. It's for me, when I glow, how do we get that balance? Because I will add some glow in here, but then I'm not able to tone it into my face. I look sparkly, too sparkly.
Well, the best things to do, you need to know the color of your skin.
Okay.
Because if you kind of brown, cinnamon, chocolate, you can go for lighter color because that's not for your skin tone. For example, what I'm wearing now is this color, this shade. You see?
Oh, yes. I like, see.
That's good for me. That's exactly what I have here and here.
I like that.
Because they, even though we are darker women, different skin tone, they have light tones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to know, which color go worse for you. And I got you. I know which one goes well for you because I have the line.
Thank you.
And I have the colors. I know your skin tone. Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Yes, hook me up because
I will.
Actually put some glow on and you can't even tell.
I can see. I can see. It's very subtle.
Okay.
But yeah, but I can tell.
Okay. Thank
glowing.
You.
Glowing.
I said, I'm coming with the fashionista. I have to try to put on something.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. So do you. So do you.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it. This is, and I love the fact that people are going to get to know your personality. So I know the diva. And, you know, but
I love you.
I love you too, but everybody needs to know your personality. And the thing is that there are people that try to be who you are, but you are just naturally this way. You are
naturally crazy.
No, you are very girly. I love it. You're very girly. You're always doing your hair. You're always.
Oh, yes. You see, I get that call. Oh, my God.
And you know me, I will jump on a call and I'll put on just anything.
Oh, wow.
So teach me, girl. Teach me so that I can.
I'm all yours. All yours.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So like I would mention to you, for the face, everything, I have everything covered up. Lashes.
Yes.
Lashes.
Oh, wait
you
a minute.
Need
so
lashes.
I didn't know you. So you sell lashes?
I have lashes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I have. See, lashes.
Oh, okay.
Blown.
Okay.
20, that's 25. That's the size, 25 millimeters, and this is 18. That's for people like a simple,
yeah, very simple. I'm just,
like you,
yes, yes. I want to get up, take my bath, throw on something small, and go.
Yeah, I have the lashes, and of course, I have the clip for the lashes.
Okay, so with the lashes, you kind of show us how, like us that don't know how to put them on.
Do you want me to try something now? Oh, you want to? Okay. The first things you do, you take the lashes and you have to measure the side of your eye because you want to enhance your eyes. If the lashes, they too long in the corner, you vision or your eyes would look like dropping, like a sad, but you want that, you see, because of that you have to measure the side of your lashes and cut it up precisely, and then you from corner here, and it will be look.
I love that. Those are so
a little tip.
Reminds me of, do you remember when Tyra Banks had Eva do, they did this thing going America's Top Model, and they had their hand like this with a spider, but their lashes stuck out more than the spider. That's what it reminds me of, that fashion.
Spider Woman.
that look that Tyra was bringing
yes.
out.
Yes, So I have different styles of lashes.
Okay.
The same size but different styles. Different styles. So you can choose whatever you want, more dramatic or more simple, classic, sexy look. Okay. It's up to you. More vintage.
Well, I'm single, so I don't need nothing sexy. I'm gonna take the classic. We're gonna stay safe over here.
You're single but not dead.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Don't close the door to the opportunity. Don't do that.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. You are so sweet. You are
thank
so beautiful. Inside and out. And
thank you. So are you, Catherine. That's why I said I have to have my little sister on here so people can see her. They have to get to know you, know your brand. That's something I want to share also. How can people purchase your products?
Yes, thank you for the question.
You're welcome.
I have an official website. The official website is caxilbeauty.com. www.caxilbeauty.com. And there you can see the variety of stuff that I have, from lip liner, lip glosses, mascara, lip mask, lip scrub, lip oil. That particular line, product they can use, men can use that.
What?
Yes.
You know, I gave you the ability to share your screen. Do you mind pulling up your website so that
we give me 1 second.
That would,
so like that would be ideal, right? You give me 1 second and I will put it for you.
And I know you're always updating your website. It's so cute.
Yeah, so okay, right now it's showing.
It is so beautiful.
This is the website, Caxil Beauty. Caxil Beauty, you see that?
This is so cute. I love the confetti, yes.
Yeah, you know, I like glitter. This is the neutral eyeshadow palette for color more pseudo. That's the foundation. And do you want me to scroll and show what I have here for
that would
lips?
Be so nice.
Okay, here for lips, I have these.
I love those colors because they go with everyone.
Yes, that was the goal. That was the goal, that everybody can feel included. This here, the lip scrub, is very good for you can clean your skin from your lips from dead skin. And it goes with the lip scrub, the lip mask, and lip oil. That's the combo right there. You need those three. And do your self-care routine.
I like
and
it.
Men can use that. My husband, he uses it because I say, you need to look, I need you with a smooth lips.
You don't want him to be chapping your lips.
No. Because if I take care of myself, he have to take care of himself too. So yeah. This is the perfect thing. So he wears those lip scrub, and the lip oil is good. Once a week, lip scrub and the lip mask is amazing. And
nice.
This is the matte collection, and I have those colors there, as you see.
Is this the color you're wearing, the first one?
No, I'm wearing lip liner and lip gloss. The lip gloss I will show you from one of these and one of my lip liner.
Very nice.
Yeah, so this is matte lipstick, liquid lipstick. And I have here, this is buttercream. They have people, they like a buttercream lipstick. Like I mentioned, everything vegan, cruelty free, because that's the focus, healthy and beauty. This collection right there, that's the one I told you, you can wear all year around.
And that's this my is, color right there.
Yeah, that's the nude matte lipstick. You see those color? It looks like that. Can you see that?
I see that.
You see this?
Yes.
That color is everything. This color for people like you, like always rushing, you don't have time to change too much. You do have something glowing, pretty, ready to go.
It's simple. That yeah. Is,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, see those color, turquoise or melanin tone, the best. I love them. And I here, let's see what I'm here. Okay, do you see the lashes?
I see the lashes.
Yes.
Okay, and they're reasonably priced also.
Yes, by size, they came with the price.
Okay.
So they're different. If you take the 18 millimeter, that's the price. But if you go for the big one, it's another price.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I would like to share is that my virtual store, we have a gift card available. You see this? That's me.
I love it. And so I know a little bit about your background, but it's very special. So we see some African decor. Can you tell people a little bit? You don't have to give them a lot of details about your background.
Oh, yes. I'm Dominican Haitian. I was born and raised in Dominican Republic. My dad is from Haiti. My mother from DR. And now my husband is Afro-British, so black all around.
I love it.
Yeah, this is like at the portrait, the actual photo. I have my Afro hair, and then one of our friends is drawer. He did it. So yeah, and like you see, you know, my braids. I like that, and I have my Afro hair as well.
Yeah.
That's what I like, and embrace my blackness, so to speak.
I love it. And I see, so you have bags. So since the last time I came on, I don't remember seeing bags. So you added more products.
Yes. This is the thing I'm wearing now that you asked me for my lips. That's the lip gloss I'm wearing with lip liner.
That is
I'm wearing that color. You see? Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. The name is French. The name of my products, they have French names, Haitian Creole, and a Spanish name.
Look at you.
Because of my background as well.
I love that you're mixing it all in there so that everybody
is included.
Yes.
And the lashes, they all have African names. But what I did, I used C and S because it's Katsil, is my name, Catherine Sylvia. So what I did, I named the lashes with C, countries from African continent, starting with C. For example, Cabo, and other country with S, like Somalia. So you will see that. That is something that I enjoy as well, doing it.
This is nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So I have a cosmetic bag because that's good.
Eyeliner, lip liner.
Yes.
Very good.
Those lip liner.
Butter lip cream. I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And then, so can we see?
Do you see this as well? The eyeshadow?
I did see that. I love the palette. It's so broad. So
yes. This is for people more adventurous.
Yes.
That's why I have the nude tones and those colors, those vibrant colors.
Yeah, I love to see people when they can put their palette on properly.
Yes, the blending.
Yeah, for me, you know, I'm staying within those new colors.
Yeah, the neutral color. Is that okay? I'm safe.
Yes, very safe. a little pop, and that pop is going to be lip gloss.
Remember the blush. Don't forget about the blush.
You know, the funny thing is, a couple of weeks ago, I tried to wear like a rose on my lips, and I was just like, I kept hiding it. Like, so I think I have to get used to seeing myself as something different.
Yeah, with a pop of color.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see in there is my collection of eyeliner.
I love this.
They're so good. And you know something interesting? Those eyeliner comes with a little bit of glue that helps to keep your lashes strong.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And that's what we need, because every time we wash our face, the eyelashes come off. You know, our natural
You put the glue and then your eyeliner, you can last hours with no problem. Yeah, so it's enough.
Look at advantage. You, educating. I love that. So
this is the cosmetic bag you saw.
Yes, that's cute.
Yeah.
I love you. It. Look at
you.
You have come a long way from last year.
Thank you.
Welcome. I remember when I just saw lipsticks on your page, and now you have everything. You are high fashion, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I absolutely love this. And then I also see that, so you have Shop Pay, so you have programs where if they want to purchase makeup and they don't have the full amount.
Absolutely, yes. Oh. Yeah, you can pay them for in interest-free installment. Yeah. And another thing that I don't want to miss is that once you subscribe to our website, you get instantly 10% off on your first purchase.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Instantly 10% off on your first purchase once you subscribe to my website.
Very nice. I love this. I absolutely love it. And then you have a newsletter, so I did
test that. Yeah, and then you can get everything you need there. You know what? Let me show you something that is very dear to me and my collection. Is brows, because you know that brows is the friend of your face.
Yes.
For me, brows and lashes. So I have this eyebrow pomade, tint brow gel.
So funny.
And brow pencil.
Do you know, most people probably don't really know what to do with their eyebrows. I always want mine to shine. So a little secret. When I do my makeup, I put lip gloss on it because I want it to be darker. When I put a lip gloss on it, like a clear lip gloss, it kind of pops and then they stay still and they seem a little darker. But
okay.
You have real products.
Yes. For example, the tint brow gel, that will do the work for you. Because it have gel, so your brows, it will remain in the place, and it will give you the color you desire. So I have five different tones there, and as you can see,
I like that.
And if you don't know, yes, and clear. This one. Mm-hmm. So this one, if you already did your lashes and whatever with the, maybe with the pencil, you say, oh, yes, let me just put a little bit of clear gel, or they don't stay crazy. So that's how they look, you see?
I like it. Mm-hmm. So you were already thinking ahead for people that are using the wrong stuff.
And this as well does the job.
I love
this. This is 10 different tones for our brows. Because sometimes when you change the hair color, you want the brow match. So I have 10 different tones, 10 love different it. Shades.
Catherine.
You. Yeah, even from red hair to blonde.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of your line. This is beautiful. You have done an amazing job. You are so welcome.
Thank you. Yes.
Your website is beautiful. Every time you update it, I remember when you updated it for the first time. I'm like, no, I liked it the other way. But every time you change it, it gets better.
Yes. Very. I don't know if you can see there that it show that you can get free shipping on order over $50 as long as it's in United States territory.
Very nice.
Also, free United States ground shipping.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I missed that. So do you ship everywhere? Is there anywhere you don't ship?
We have international shipping too. Yeah.
Very good.
I feel as no. They have some places that we don't go that far. For example, the Middle East, we don't go that yet because I haven't received any order that far. But hey, it's internet right now. You never know from who you're gonna have a purchase, and you have to ship that to that person, right?
Exactly. So options are open.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I can't wait to start doing my makeup, playing in it, especially since we're still in a virtual world.
Yes.
I can kind of get used to it while I'm alone. So,
mm-hmm. And you know something that I have here? Can you see this? Do you want me to turn on the website already? Because I show it to you.
Yes.
Yes. This. Check this.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's me too. But with my Afro style.
I love that. Is that...
That's the highlighter.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For the glow.
You know what we have to do, so I want you to be able to continue to come back. I would love to see you do your face. I would love to, because there are so many people.
That would be a disaster.
Or maybe you can do somebody's face. so that we can kind of see.
I just can't do my face.
Okay. Well, we'll buy the product and then just practice until.
Yeah. For example, this today, everything as usual is my full cosmetic line: foundation, loose powder, blush, highlighter, lip liner, lip gloss,
brows,
everything.
I love it. And it matches.
That's the goal.
Yes.
Especially, you know, something that is challenging now, Frances, is the fine, the right tone of foundation.
Yes, that is the issue.
That match here and here. You don't see like, it's you know, same thing. Because that's what we want.
Right. Yes. Yes, I'm still trying to, because I've never really been a makeup girl. So there have been times where I'll jump on Zoom and then somebody will say, oh, I didn't know you were that pale. And I'm like, that was rude. And then somebody made the comment, well, you know, she wears makeup to make herself look browner. And I was like,
oh, no, inappropriate.
But I'm trying to figure it match my color, because every brand does not have the perfect match. They don't. So I'm glad that you do.
So you prefer foundation, loose powder, or setting powder?
I like liquid.
Foundation.
Yes, I like the liquid foundation. I like to put it on and then it sink into my skin. With the powder, I just feel like, I don't know. I don't feel like maybe, and it could be me, the way that I'm applying it too. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm getting
everything covered up.
Yeah.
But if you really want a full coverage, I know a very nice foundation.
Okay,
well, line.
Well, you match my color and I'll get it. Yeah, so that would be
good. I have one color that, in fact, that's your color, that's you.
Yes, I love see that it. Back there. I love can see that. It.
This is Francis. Yeah, that is Francis. You know, I don't want to forget that. Give me 1 second. This is my mascara set, because I was telling you that my mother, she wear that all the time.
Yes.
Look how cute they are.
Oh, I love your packaging.
You can use them afterward to save your glasses.
Girl, I was thinking that. Trust me. As soon as you grabbed it, I said, it kind of looks like a glasses. That's absolutely cute. Honestly, for the case alone,
yeah.
Really, you'll have to pay more than what the makeup is worth. I mean, not worth what it's costing. So that's getting double for your money. That is.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. And but only you, know, you. Only you, Catherine.
You have to be a little bit extra to help people to appreciate the effort and the thinking, because it's something that is cultivating something different, because they have so many makeup up there, huge, gigantic makeup lines that we've been using for centuries, I will say that. And when you, as a small business, you start from the bottom.
Yes.
You want to make yourself known with something that is quality, luxury, and affordable.
Yeah.
And that's what I offer. Quality, luxury, and affordability. So what I wanted to mention is that is double themed.
I love
it. And that is microfiber and vegan lashes, mascara.
Wow.
What is particular important for that? I have big lashes naturally. But I have a friend, and I was thinking about her. She doesn't have lashes.
Yeah.
She was wearing those lashes that are permanent lashes that you go and you glue your lashes forever. And you,
I didn't know forever.
I will say like for you go every month.
Okay.
Yeah, those type of lashes. And she got sick because you can get one infection with that. And she doesn't have lashes anymore.
Oh no.
And she have to wear lashes because of her job, etc. And I was thinking about her. I said, I know. And when I get in touch with the company and etc., the labs, she was one of the first person. I said, I need you to try something before I decided to.
Catherine, you are so sweet.
Thank you. And she did it. And I can see instantly, Frances, how her lashes was growing like that.
What?
In the matter of seconds. Because what you do, you first apply the mascara. And after you apply the fiber, microfiber, and that enhance, give length and volume. at once.
Oh.
Length and volume.
See?
Length and volume. And that's what you want. You want your lashes to look full and long and a little bit curved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this thing is so good.
Oh, yes. People need to know about this because this is what they're paying hundreds of dollars for.
To achieve the perfect natural lashes look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. So I'm excited. Healthier is better. And people need to know this. That
uh-huh.
Because you are the first vegan makeup line that I've ever heard of, honestly.
Oh, okay.
You are the first. So for people to be able to get good, healthy products, and they actually help. They don't make you sick. You know, and then they are helping to grow your eyelashes. That's something that you're not getting from any other line.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to be able to share this information. I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
You are so welcome. If others want to interview you, would you be open to that?
Yes. You're talking about you?
Of course, I want to have you back, but just in case other interviewers want to have you on their platform, would you be open to that?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely. I don't have any hesitation as long as they can understand what I'm saying.
I understand you. They can understand you. Do you have a social media platform? I know you do, but for yes. Your makeup line, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have Instagram and Facebook under the name Caxil Beauty. You know what? Let me rename myself a little bit. And like that, they will see it, how they're going to come up.
Okay.
Caxil Beauty. On Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and also on Facebook.
Perfect.
And something that I think I didn't mention is that the name of my cosmetic line, yeah, I said at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Caxil, because of my name, Catherine Sylvia.
Yes.
So I combine those names. Caxil.
Absolutely cute. It's so perfect. It's really perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I want to make sure.
You know that you was a huge help for me when I mentioned that I have that project, and you start giving me tips and suggestions, and Catherine, do this, do that. And I was discussing all your suggestions with my husband.
Oh.
And that helps tremendously because I try my best to apply all the knowledge you have, put it in my new business, a small business, but your expertise is overwhelming. Wow.
You are so sweet. You're so sweet. No, I see, I could see that you really wanted it. And for me, I am huge on friendship. I'm huge on, you know, if I know something, sharing that information. I don't think that it's right to hold back.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that I know, I'm sharing it, you know. And you're the same way, though. You know, yeah. Any information, you're like, yeah. Hey, this, let me tell you. Or let me show you this. Or look at that. So you have the same big heart. So how could I not? How could you know? You're my little sister, man.
Yeah, well, she was one of my mentors. I remember from day one, like, Catherine, do this. Don't do this. And I was like, and then you're like, no, let me call you. Listen, girl. And you spent 2 hours on the phone telling me what to do and what never do. And I was like, okay. appreciate that.
Oh, you are so,
you're so dear to me.
Thank you. You know, I was trying to figure it out myself, starting my two different businesses too. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to figure it out, but yours was so different. Yours was, it came from passion. It came from understanding. It came from love. Mm-hmm. Mine was, I want to start a business. So let's look at the dog lines. I don't know. I was, so yours is different. I could see the love in it. And then the way you put together your products, the way that they are so large in diversity, mm-hmm. it shows how you care about everybody. You're not just looking at one group of people. You're looking at everybody. So the palettes, when it comes to the different shades and eyeliner, come on. It's so funny when I saw those different colors, because I remember being in the sixth grade wearing blue eyeliner because, you know, I loved like the rock groups. So you're giving everybody something.
Yes, because beauty is something that is a passion. You play around. Mm-hmm. Something that make it elevate your spirit. Yes. So if one day you want to wear a purple eyeliner, go for it. Mm-hmm. Blue, red, pink, white, not. It will look dramatic on you, pretty, and it's the way you carry yourself.
Right.
With whatever you wear.
Right.
And you know that I'm wearing some tiny stuff that people are like, hmm? And then, oh,
but it always though.
I'm like, oh, it's the, you know, you're like, okay, I know this is crazy, but I will look like that's the new trendy.
It's no, but you always make it look good, and it's always classy, no matter what you do. And you always make it come together. And you know, that's something that I love about you too. You're daring. You know, you dare to be different. And I think that that is amazing when, you know, because we don't want to wait until we get older and say, oh, I wish I would have, you know. So you remind people we are living. Hello, we're living now. So be what you need to be for yourself.
Enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Embrace your beauty. Mm-hmm. We all have a natural beauty, and you just have to embrace that.
Yes.
And show the world your light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my focus.
Yes.
When you go out, you have to impact someone's life, mm-hmm. but with yourself. So what you have inside is what you will project. Yes. Or reflect in others. And that's when the truly beauty comes from inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, your inner beauty. Let your inner beauty shine, because that's the only thing matters at the end of the day.
That's right.
The inner person.
Mm-hmm. That's what matters.
And yeah. That's why you're always pretty to me, because you're pretty inside.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So are you. You're beautiful inside and outside. Very
thank
genuine.
You. You say that because you love me.
I love you, but it's also honest. You know that too. I'm a very honest person. So, yes.
I know. And that's what I like about yourself. Honesty.
Thank you. Thank you. I am not going to keep you any longer.
Oh, it's okay. Girls chat.
Yes.
You see this?
Listen, hey, so I love how your makeup matches your hair too. Just so you know that. Okay. You brought the whole diva out. I can't wait for people to see your Instagram, because you show who you are in those pictures. Like when you are walking somewhere and then all of a sudden you strike a pose, I said, I know her husband is her photographer.
And he's again, another one? Yes, please.
You can't tell through the pictures that he's saying another one. It's like he's like Catherine right there.
But sometimes he said, listen, I just gonna take five shots. Oh. I said, okay, fine, it's okay. I need just three.
But you know, a lot of times the husbands are not capturing photos like that. So he is doing a good job. You are guiding him.
He's trying. I said I have to hire my photographer because he said you need to hire a photographer. I came here to eat. I came here for dinner. I said, oh wait. And he's been my number one. I don't want to leave that conversation without acknowledging him.
Yeah.
He's my number one support.
Good.
Supporter. Mm-hmm. When I told him about the project, he just asked me two things. He said, vegan what? And I said, cosmetic line. And he said, huh? And the second question was, do you really want to do that? And I said, yes. And he said, don't worry, I got you.
Wow.
Just focus on what you want to do, and I will take care of everything else.
Wow.
Talking about legal stuff, monetary things, because, and he was enjoying it because he's an accountant, so he liked numbers. Oh. And I will say, he's the co-CEO or co-founder, something like that. But he's a huge, I can't do this without him. He's the one running. Hey, you want this, that. Finding photographer, finding this. Hey, let's do this. It's all real. And I said, oh yeah, I want this, I want that, I want, oh yeah, okay. But he's always there, Frances.
Wow.
Always there.
And that's amazing because that's what you need, a huge support system.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you need a large number. You just need that large, real support.
That the person that matters for you or to you, they really believe in you.
Yes.
And he was the first one that I told him, and he believed and trust my vision, and he moved forward. He said, okay, let's do this. And I was like, and he said, if that's what you want to do, if that's what your heart is telling you to do, I'm here for you, because at the end of the day, that's what husband's supposed to do. So it's my wife. And you support me, I support you. That's a teamwork, team effort, and something. I want to give him credit. He was the one who came out with the logo.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You see the CS?
Yes.
You see how pretty? That was his idea.
Very nice.
Because when I say Katsil, and he said, but you need a logo with the C and S, and he started drawing stuff and working, and I was like, oh dear. I thought he was just doing number. I didn't know he has,
he's building a brand.
And he said, let's do it. And after he found everything, the team for the website, the team for the logo, the lawyers, everything.
Wow. Okay.
And everything came together. He said, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, wow.
And I said, thank you, but you was there supporting everything, all my ideas. I said, you the wallet behind the company.
He's the bank.
Yes. And at the beginning, I was concern, and he said, no, I got everything. I got you. I don't need to. I thought, oh, maybe he have to get a loan or something, but no. He was there until today. Oh, yeah,
wow.
because remember when you text me something, I said, I can't find it. I said, honey, Francis sent me
Yes.
something. It's like, okay.
Yes. I love the way that you lean on him also, the way that you trust him to make those decisions and moves for you. That shows real partnership. And I think that that bond is something that individuals need to see also, that marriage is not just a piece of paper, that it is
No.
true.
Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.